Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Real Estate U University Podcast, Grant Wise. Today, I am online with a very special guest, Italina Kirkness. Hopefully, I got the pronunciation right there.
That's great.
She is one of the foremost experts on online marketing, branding, and building up your business, leveraging platforms like LinkedIn and other forms of social marketing. So, Italina, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into this. Let's get right into the meat of the conversation here. Tell everybody, like, who are you? Where are you from? Why do you do what you do?
Oh, that's a lot right there. But my name is Italina. I'm the real estate community's online presence expert and speaker. Basically, I'm located in California, but my team and I, we have clients right now in 9 different states, and basically just helping realtors, lenders with managing their social media presence, their online presence, because you're busy getting people into their houses.
Nice.
Yeah.
So why do you, like, how did you get into this whole online expert space?
Like, I'm kind of laughing because I've been doing a lot, sharing actually a lot of videos lately, discussing my why and how it got started and the struggle, in fact, in the beginning, 6 years ago. But basically, I was in a legal field previously, and you know, a lot of writing, a lot of analysis, a lot of research. I tried different areas of law. Basically, just when it comes down to it, I wasn't happy. I didn't enjoy it. And I thought, well, maybe I'm silly to think that I'm going to enjoy my job. This is part of becoming an adult. You get a job and you suck it up and you do it. But I delved into LinkedIn looking for my next kind of career path, career opportunity. And I just started being really active. I was really doing a lot with my profile, connecting with people. My network grew from about 40 people to over 500 within a week. People started reaching out to me saying, Italina, I see you everywhere. You're all over LinkedIn. How are you doing it? I want to do this for my business. And that's when I got this idea, like, oh, right. You know, business owners can absolutely leverage this to promote themselves and promote their business and their services. So I developed a curriculum, and that's how this kind of all evolved. I was just looking for a job, but then this entrepreneurial opportunity arose out of it.
That's awesome. That's a great story. So, like, how now can LinkedIn, I guess, be a great question in general, like, how can LinkedIn be used by real estate professionals? And what's the goal? Is it, you know, growing their following, growing their influence? Is it like, what's the goal of LinkedIn, you believe? You
know, sure. So there's a couple of things, and some of them you mentioned. So one is to brand awareness. People become aware of who you are. If they don't know that you're in real estate, they can't utilize your service. So one thing is, hey, you expand your network. The more people who know about you, the bigger your database. Obviously, the more people who can either use your service directly or refer you. So one is to grow your network so that more people know that you're a real estate agent and they can use you. I've had people who they go and they connect, like, oh, wow, I see that you're friends with so-and-so. You're located in such and such an area. We've got these things in common. Oh, you also went to that school. Hey, I'm actually thinking about buying or selling. Love to have a quick chat with you, see if we may be a good fit. So that's one area there. Two is your current database, staying in touch with your current database. This is just another way. So right now, most real estate agents have various ways that they're already keeping in touch, whether it be poster, you know, mailings or door knocking, whatever it is that they're doing. Keeping in touch via social media like LinkedIn is just another way to stay in front of your sphere. So as you know, unless we stay top of mind, you know, they're not going to remember to use us, even though we helped them, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that's another piece. And then I would say another piece is to promote what you're doing, market what you're doing. So I am seeing agents promote their listings or open houses, things like that. So it's just another marketing opportunity for you.
That's awesome. It's really powerful. And one of the things that I keep picking up that you're saying is, like, it's another way. And so I think that most real estate agents would agree, like, there's no shortage of ways that they can try to keep in touch with their prospects or try to keep in touch with their past clients. Like, there's just no lack. And I think you probably understand that too. I see you everywhere, you know, through other social platforms. And so my question is, why LinkedIn? Why do you think it's such a powerful tool, maybe even over some other tools that exist out there for real estate agents to keep in contact with their, you know, their database?
For sure. Well, first of all, as you know, we do need to stay in front of people in a variety of ways. That's just, you know, if you just always sent someone a mailer, how much more impactful is it to pop by or to friend them on Facebook or to connect with them on LinkedIn? Like, it's just another way to be, to make an impact on the people you're trying to connect with. The other thing is, LinkedIn is the number one professional site. There's no social media site that is like, oh, number one for professionals or business to business. So it's awesome in the respect of, hey, I want to connect with divorce attorneys or probate attorneys or these referral partners and strategic partnerships, so that now I'm just not just looking for clients. Now I've got this other network of people who can also refer me. So it's a great way to stay in contact with referral partners. So I would say that's one differentiator. And then the other thing is the higher price point. So on average, and these studies have all been done, the average user on Facebook compared to on LinkedIn, there's a higher income bracket average than compared to Facebook. So that's the other piece. If you're looking to, you know, connect with individuals who want golf prop, you know, or waterfront properties or things like that, there are actually avenues within LinkedIn that allow you to specifically target that. So just give an example. Let's say you want to help people who are golfers, you know, because of the affluence. There are groups on LinkedIn, there's golf groups on LinkedIn. So networking within that obviously provides opportunity for you. Whereas other social media sites, there may or may not be that obvious opportunity to network.
You answered my next question, which was going to be, is there a specific type of clientele that you typically see comes from LinkedIn? But it absolutely makes sense, right? That it's definitely the B2B platform, and it's one of the greater ways to connect with other like-minded, you know, higher-end corporate job or professionally geared type of individuals that are looking to buy a nicer house.
So I would say another advantage is, because as we know, sites like Facebook, and I'm not, by no means am I saying don't use Facebook. I'm saying LinkedIn is just another way. So I just want to clarify. But yeah, absolutely. Beyond Facebook, beyond the other things that you're on. Because we know these other social media sites are saturated, as far as, you know, we're not the only ones online there. We're not the only ones on Facebook. Because we know a lot of people are posting, guess what happens? As soon as we post, someone else is posting. And what happens to your post? It gets pushed down. Whereas on LinkedIn, as we know, there are a lot of users. It's the number one site professional wise. But there's more looking or observing and searching happening on LinkedIn as compared to posting. So that means when you post on LinkedIn, your post is going to stay up in the newsfeed a little bit longer. That means more visibility for you, more people who know that you're in the real estate business. So that's just another advantage. You asked why LinkedIn as well. Well, it's another chance for you to be seen. Even me, I have people who say, it's Lena, I know you're on Facebook, but I never see you, but I always see you on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So another way to make sure your business is being seen.
Nice. So one of the questions that I have would be, you know, LinkedIn has a pretty powerful advertising platform that they've been growing and developing. Would you say that, you know, trying to grow organically or trying to grow through paid advertising is more beneficial on the LinkedIn platform? Have you been able to test a lot with that?
Yeah. So I've tested it on other, like on Facebook, and I would say that organically is always the way to go first. So meaning someone sees you, they become familiar with who you are, you pop up due to an organic search. So for example, I opened up my computer this morning and some company messaged me saying they typed in writer on LinkedIn, writer, and I came up through an organic search. And there's a certain level of trust that comes with, you think about even Yelp, when you, or Google, when you Google or do a search on Yelp, and an ad comes up versus the organic, people a lot of times skip the ad that comes up first and go directly to the one that came up organically. So I think just comfort level wise, there's a certain trust that comes with not looking at an ad. I mean, it's a basic concept, same thing why on television, we skip ads. No one wants to look at the commercials and so forth. We trust when our friends say, oh yeah, try that place, it's great. So always I'm gonna advocate for going for growing your network organically first. And then later, I think if you want to really expand, once you really have maximized all the free and organic resources, then you can always grow to more paid forms of advertising.
Nice. So do you have any tips for us when you're talking about growing organically? What are like a couple, just like two or three things that a real estate agent could do, maybe even after listening to this, that they could then take to the LinkedIn platform and help them grow, you know, their influence or get seen by a couple more people?
Yeah, so that's really awesome. The thing is, I like to see being on LinkedIn or being on Facebook as just networking online. So just like you'd be in a room networking, being on LinkedIn or being on Facebook is the same kind of thing. So for example, you know, I'm sure you wake up, Grant, to connection requests on LinkedIn. I definitely am consistently receiving connection requests on LinkedIn. And I love it when it's something like, hey, I came across your profile. I was impressed. You look like somebody I'd want to network with. Let's connect. So I'm going to reach out, respond, saying, awesome. You know, please let me know if I can make any introductions or what opportunities I can connect you to. And then they, in turn, they're wanting to be helpful as well. And that's just networking and building a relationship. And the truth is, we do this really well face-to-face. We can use the internet, social media sites like Facebook and LinkedIn to make that initial connection as well online. And then, obviously, if you can bring it to a phone conversation or face-to-face, beautiful. The internet just gives us that way to make that initial connection with people that maybe we wouldn't have run into in person or, you know, running in the same circles. So I would say, one, when you open up your LinkedIn, some of us haven't been on LinkedIn in forever. You go on LinkedIn, you have connection requests there. Message them. Say, hey, I see that you sent me a connection request on LinkedIn. Would love to see how I can help. Right. So start by sending a message. Start a conversation. That's one piece. A response to those messages there. The next thing I would say is when you're out in the world and you get business cards or you meet people, don't just connect with them on Facebook, or if you feel uncomfortable with connecting with them on Facebook because it's more of a friend and family kind of thing, connect with them on LinkedIn. It's a professional site. It's the part of the culture to go ahead and connect with someone you just met on LinkedIn. So I would say step number two is, in addition to maybe adding people to your database or whatever it is you do, scanning the cards, whatever, connect with them also on LinkedIn so you maintain that connection there.
Perfect. That's great advice. I think I'm going to jump off here and open up my LinkedIn app for the first time in a minute and implement some of that. What do you say? And I know we're kind of running out of time, but how do you help people? Like, how do you help people grow their business or grow their influence on LinkedIn? I know that you have a company, you've got your agency there. And like, what do you guys do to help people grow through the LinkedIn platform specific to real estate agents?
Yeah, so most realtors are super busy, or maybe they just don't even have the desire to be on social media, but they realize that they need to be consistently in front of their audience. So basically my company, my team and I, we're content creators. We create posts customized to the agent, customized to the loan officer, whoever we're working with, to share online to make sure it conveys who you are. It's consistent with you, who you are in person. That's what we're going to see online. We infuse your personality, make sure it's customized to you. So we have consistent posts, images, graphics designs that we share on your behalf, on your Facebook business page, and on your LinkedIn. That's number one. Before that, though, it's like, hey, your profile, does that convey who you are? Does that market you and show what sets you apart from the other realtors and lenders who are out there? So what we'll do is go through and revamp your profiles. So whether you have a profile on LinkedIn or a Facebook business page, just give you an example, most Facebook business pages are pretty empty. So meaning there's no content. There's actually a tab that allows agents to list their services. I rarely see, I would just say never see agents who have that actually filled, where they list their services, or with buyers, or work with sellers, or downsizing, or up, or seniors, or, you know, people who are relocating. I never see that. So we actually go through and make sure your LinkedIn profile, your Facebook business page, if you have a Yelp page, we go through and fill all that in and make sure it markets you, sets you apart from your competitors. So that's another area, service number two. And then for those who are like, yeah, I love it, I want to do it myself, I just need to learn best practices, then they opt for coaching. So we provide coaching as well.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So I want to, you know, thank you again for jumping on and going through, providing a lot of really, really good value. Like I said, I got some tips and tricks that I'm going to go jump off and implement and on my LinkedIn profile as soon as we get off here, right before my next interview that I've got coming up.
And I would encourage your viewers to go ahead and connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, so let's say, where's the best place for somebody to connect to you? I would assume it would be LinkedIn.
Yeah, so most likely your viewers are already on LinkedIn. So go ahead and say, hey, I saw you on the show. I'd love to connect. And then for those who are a little bit more tech savvy, who are on Instagram, go ahead and connect with me there. It's just at Italina K. So just at my first name, Italina, Italinak.
Awesome. Beautiful. So if you had one last bit of parting wisdom for our listeners today, about mindset, about taking action, about LinkedIn, about marketing, about growing their brand, what is one piece of actionable advice you'd give to leave us with?
So this is really perfect, and I'm kind of excited to share this. I would say, number one thing, share more of who you are. So you're more than a realtor. You're more than a loan officer. I'm more than a, you know, public speaker. I'm more than a social media company. I'm a person. And one of the things about me is I'm a tennis player. And a lot of people know that I play tennis. In fact, when I go and give talks, I mention it. And I even show a slide of me playing tennis. And then I realized no one's actually seen me play tennis. So I started doing these Tennis Tuesday videos. And I'm excited because today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, I'll be sharing. And in fact, if your viewers connect with me on Instagram, they'll see, because I don't post it on LinkedIn. I share that on Instagram. I share it on Facebook. Video. You get to see me live actually hitting the ball. And people love it. I've been called Baby Serena Junior. So people have been able to relate with me further, connect with me. Like, tennis has become a part of my brand as a result of sharing just another part of myself. So you think about yourself, what else are you involved in? What is something else about you that you can share that will help people with being able to relate to you?
That's awesome. That's great, great advice. And anybody could do something like that right now. I know that not everybody's going to, and some people are afraid to, but the more authentic that you can be in today's day, especially through social media, and attracting people to your business and your brand, the better off you're going to be. So Italina, thank you again so much. It was so valuable having you on the show. I'm looking forward to more work that we get to do together, and looking forward to getting to know you and your business and your brand a lot better. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Real Estate University podcast. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Google Play Store. Make sure and share it with your friends. Hope you guys have an epic day, and we will see you all on the next. Thanks. Peace. Yeah.